Hear the marching of the gay parade. See the waving colors on parade. Here they come, with the trumpet and the drum. Here they come, you can hear them as they come. Yes, here they come, with banners flying. It's the big time gay parade. Let's join our fears denying. All our troubles soon will fade. We'll see the silver lining, of which the clouds are made. Let's go, the band is calling. Join the big time gay parade.
Welcome to the special Gay Pride edition of Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture of music. This edition will be packed full of songs celebrating our lives.
Here they come, for the rising of the sun. Here they come, why the music's just begun. Yes, here they come, with hope and gladness, just to join the gay parade. From all the wide world over, a growing cavalcade. Both rich and poor together, side by side and unafraid. Let's go, we hear them calling, join the whole world gay parade.
Again, welcome to Queer Music Heritage. I couldn't resist starting the show with that song. It is obviously called The Gay Parade, and was by Frank Luther and the Century Quartet from the 1930s. It, of course, was not written for the gay and lesbian movement, but I appropriated it just the same. The next song you'll hear is the one I usually use to start off my show, kind of my theme song, but this time you'll get to hear the whole thing, without my voiceover. It's by Charlie Murphy and is called Gay Spirit.
When we were born, they tried to cover our eyes. They tried to tell us all what to see. We are discovering this did not work, for we are born to be free. It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. When we were born, they tried to
That song is special to me. It was one of the first gay anthems I became aware of, and I used it to start off my very first Queer Music Heritage show. It came from Murphy's 1981 album, Catch the Fire. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the Internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and the recordings and view the playlist. So I've set up a special webpage just for this show. It's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Next up is one of our best anthems and the story behind it. On last month's show, I featured an interview with Leah Zachary about her new CD called Hard Road. Well, I also asked her to tell us about her song Glory, Glory. It appeared on her 1990 cassette, Wouldn't That Be Fun, and is one of my favorites. Here's Leah telling us about that song.
Glory, Glory was written, I think it was 1989, 1990. And the place of inspiration, and this is where I get much of my inspiration, believe it or not, was in the shower. And I was in the shower, and it was just like a lightning bolt that struck me. I don't know why I had the Battle Hymn of the Republic going through my head in the first place, but I did, and I just started singing the words from a radical queer point of view. And I just started singing, glory, glory, I'm a lesbian, glory, glory, I'm a gay man. And from there, I knew I had something at that moment. So I rushed out of the shower. I'm not even sure I finished my shower, and got to the paper and the pen and began writing. This is, too, an important historical point of information, especially for the younger listeners. You have to remember the time frame. If it was the late 80s or just getting into the 90s, we had just gone through, 8 years of Ronald Reagan, and we're into the Bush administration, so we're well on our way of 12 years of Republican leadership in the White House. And we had also just come from, we were at the peak, I think, of the AIDS crisis. We were still learning things about that, but there was still a lot of backlash, there was still a lot of discrimination. You know, in the decade of the 90s, we really got to see an improvement in how gay people are perceived and how gay people are treated and how we are presented. And certainly, nothing's perfect, but there was a big difference between the 90s and the 80s. And so when I wrote that song, that was the point of view that I was coming from and that the gay community was coming from. We were still fighting for basic decency and basic issues of rights. There were no out television shows and television stars and television characters or any of that. That kind of stuff was just beginning. So that's the perspective that song comes from. And people picked up on it. Because I can only take half the credit. I can only take the credit for the lyrics. I mean, the music itself is that's the type of music that just swells you with pride, whether you're singing the gay version or whether you're singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It's just a song that the music instills you with pride, and I think that's part of what helped make that song the power song that it became. Because since writing that song, I know that it's been it's still sung today at gay pride marches and parades, and I know it's still used as theme songs for some gay radio shows, and I know it's still played, and I know that when I perform at gay pride events in my hometown, people still want to hear that song. And a friend of mine was a few years back in Iowa, I think, somewhere out there in the Midwest, and he was at a gay bar, and there was a drag show. And one of the drag queens came out singing Glory, Glory. And it was at that moment that I knew I had arrived. When drag queens start doing you, you're there.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming out of queers. Homophobes have trampled on our rights, they've done so out of fear. We have loosed our rising anger, and now it's plainly clear that gays are marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on. In our homes and on street corners, we have been condemned to die. We were murdered in the Holocaust by Hitler and his lies. AIDS is killing all our people whom the government denies. But gays keep marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on. In the beauty of our loving, we have let ourselves be free. We will heal our wounds through justice for all humanity. We will not deny our freedom or our sexuality. We will keep marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on. Glory, glory, I'm a lesbian. Glory, glory, I'm a gay man. Glory, glory, I'm a homosexual. I am truth marching on.
Last call, we filled the streets for 25 years. Thousands, proud and queer. We honor those who paved the way, who gave us Freedom Day.
We're out to stay. This is Freedom Day. We're out to stay. This is Freedom Day.
Let's build a world without borders, where differences are okay. A world without borders, where prejudice fades away. Prejudice fades away. We march down Washington a million strong. Our message to the nation, we belong. We won't give in, we keep up the fight. We want justice, our basic human right. We fly the rainbow flag. Dykes in suits, boys in drag.
We're out.
I followed Leah Zicari with Suzanne Simone, singing the title song from her 1995 CD called Freedom Day. Also from 1995 is the next song, which has a very interesting title, I Saw Jesus Down at Stonewall. It's by Jalen Ricks, and is from his album, The Sacred and the Queer. He also released a video for the song, and from it, I took a section where he describes it. It was recorded outdoors, so you'll hear a little background noise.
The word integrity comes from the same root word as the word integrate. So possibly someone of integrity is someone who takes all the different aspects of their life and brings them together as a whole. And I wanted a song that would kind of reflect that integration in my life. And a friend and I would kind of joke around, how would we do that? How would we make it really practical and make people really understand what that process has been like, or how diametric those two ideas are in our society. And we kind of joked about, oh, we ought to have Jesus go to a gay bar. Yeah. And we kind of laughed about that. And yet, that ended up being what the song was. And I used to always sing, I saw Jesus at a gay bar, until someone came up to me and said, oh, I really like your music, but what's that song about Jesus down at Kmart? And so I decided to change the song. I think it's a little more poetic this way. And that's where the song came from.
Church bells are ringing, the members wear their best, in the pews they are waiting for their holy guest, and the pastor knows his sermon, the choir stands in rows, there's a sense that something's missing, cause the guest.
One drink short from losing respect. I saw Jesus. Stonewall. Take a look around tonight. Take a look around tonight. You're gonna find your world. Stonewall. If you stand up, you just might. If you shout out, you just might get your message heard. Stonewall. Dorothy's gone with the ruby shoes. Ain't nothing left to lose over this rainbow. Stonewall. Bull dykes are in control. Drag queens are on a roll. Deliverance will follow. And even when you're pushed aside, even when you're lost inside, they tied your toes and bound your feet. But this world will still remember. Stonewall. I'm looking around tonight. I'm looking around tonight. I'm gonna find my word. Stonewall. I've been hiding far too long. I've been thinking I'm not strong enough to be heard.
Stonewall. You are my very soul. Repression takes its toll and I turn to you. Stonewall. You're giving me strength to win. Let the battling begin. Our waiting days are through. And even if I'm pushed aside, even if I'm lost inside, they can tie my tongue. My blood, I feel that sweet, sweet freedom nearing. And even if I'm pushed aside, even if I'm lost inside, they can tie my tongue and bind my feet. But I will always
teach me that girls can go climbing trees or playing with certain toys.
Get down from that tree.
Got to stay in dresses, else they call tomboy. Sing it loud. Understand why I cut my hair short. Why I didn't want to wear a wig. But I can sing it loud now. I can sing it loud now. I can sing it loud now. Yeah, I'm proud. As I grew bolder, got to be a desperate
desperate situation.
Desperate situation.
People coming up to me at school say, hey,
you ought to get an operation.
Oh, I can sing it loud now. Oh, I can sing it loud now. Oh, I can sing it loud now. Yeah, yeah, I'm proud. Homosexual, we can sing it loud now. We can sing it loud now. We can sing it loud now. Yeah, I'm proud. I ain't sorry. I ain't sad for all the years I've been had. Strutting around like a heavy duty
car.
Following Jalen Ricks was Worm singing Stonewall from his 1995 CD, I Pledge. His name is really Jimmy Worm, but he only uses his last name on his CD. And following Worm was the Berkeley Women's Music Collective singing Gay and Proud. It appeared first on their self-titled album in 1976, but is probably more famous for appearing on the Various Artists album Lesbian Concentrate, released in 1977.
Hey folks, this is Mark Weigel reminding you that you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude.
Time now for another interview, but I didn't conduct this one. Some of you may know that in addition to Queer Music Heritage, I'm involved with another radio show. Heard every week on Lesbian and Gay Voices is the gay news magazine, This Way Out, and it's heard on probably 100 stations around the world and on the internet. It contains a monthly segment called Audiophile. I'm one of the co-producers of Audiophile, along with Chris Wilson and Christopher David Trentum, who live in Los Angeles. On it, we feature three new CDs by gay and lesbian artists each month, accompanied by short interview clips by the artists. It's really a joy to be able to spread the word about the new music of our culture. Chris Wilson did this interview with Mark Islam, who talks about his song, Get Used to It, from his album, The Recent Past, from 1998.
So, in this interview, one of the things that I want to hear more about is about the song, Get Used to It, and what made you decide to put that on your first debut CD?
I needed to be out right out of the gate. I felt like that was one of the overriding issues in my own life, was that I definitely felt a conflict between who I was going to be open to and who I was going to keep it from. And so I figured it was kind of like a preemptive strike, you know, if I put it out and tell everybody, then I don't have to worry about anything. You know what I mean? That it's not something that's going to come back to haunt me later, that I deliberately tried to suppress something. And the purpose of art, anyway, is to tell the truth.
What's the matter? Do I threaten you? Frighten you? Or do I conjure up desires? What's the matter? Are you so insecure? You're not sure. You look at me, it's like looking at me. I will not apologize. I will not justify my love. I'm here, I'm queer.
For me.
After Mark Islam's wonderful song, Get Used to It, was another song I love, No Closet, by Jamie Anderson. It was from 1992 and appeared on her Center of Balance album. On my April show, I interviewed Tom Wilson Weinberg, one of our most prolific singer-songwriters. He wrote the songs for a various artist release called Don't Mess with Mary. That project was released in 1994 to commemorate the 25th anniversary of Stonewall. And he introduces a song from that album by Jan Tilley called Bricks and Bottles.
Bricks and Bottles is a song that I wrote in a rather unusual way. I arranged it on a sequencer. I'd never done that before, but I had an idea that I wanted a sort of driving number about the drag queens and try to bring the listener right to the Stonewall Bar on those two or three nights of rioting in June of 69.
Touch and inhale too much. have cleared off the table the leftovers saved, washed the dishes and put them away. I have told you a story and tucked you in tight at the end of your knockabout day. As the moon sets its sail to carry you to sleep over the midnight sea, well, I will sing you a song no one sang to me. May it keep you good company. You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads. And know I will love you still. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
Some girls grow up strong and bold, some boys are quiet and kind.
Some race on ahead, some follow behind.
Some grow in their own space and time.
Some women love women, and
some men love men.
Some raise children, and some never do.
You can dream
all the day, never reaching the end of everything possible for you.
Don't be rattled by names, by taunts or games, but seek out
spirits true.
If you give your friends the best part of yourself, they will give the same back to you.
You can be anybody that you want to be. You can love whomever you will. You can travel any country where your heart leads. And know I will love you still. You can live by yourself. You can gather friends around. You can choose one special one. And the only measure of your words and your deeds will be the love you leave behind when you're gone.
Oh, the love you leave behind when you're gone.
This show is full of my favorites, and I follow Jan Tilly with one of the groups I respect the most, the Flirtations. From their first album, just called The Flirtations, was an inspiring song that just happened to be written by a straight man, folk singer Fred Small. His song, Everything Possible, has been recorded many times by a variety of artists, and is also a favorite of gay choruses. I've got one more song and a special interview to go with it. Before I talk about it, I want to thank you all for tuning into the show, and I want to thank the other artists who gave me interviews that helped give some background to our music. Leah Zakari, Mark Islam, Jalen Ricks, and Tom Wilson Weinberg. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com and check out my website, found, logically enough, at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month. Tonight's show ends with one of our newest anthems with a very fitting title. It's called Pride, and it's by John Gilbert Levitt. It's an instant gay and lesbian history lesson, and I love this recording. You'll hear it after John tells us about the reason for writing it, the reaction it's gotten, and its meaning. I'm proud to share with you the words and music of John Gilbert Levitt.
I came up with the idea for Pride in the summer of 1999, when the media started hyping the coming new millennium and at the same time did countless retrospectives of 20th century history. When I realized that gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender history was being overlooked or ignored or just thought of as unworthy of mentioning, I realized there was a void and our voices in history had to be heard. I also realized when gay history is talked about, Stonewall is the only familiar event that seems to come up, and there's a lot more that happened before and after 1969. I was surprised at the quick reaction I got to Pride. When I sent out a bunch of promo CDs, I heard from people within days and even stumbled on it being played on the radio on two different occasions. That was exciting, of course. But as time went on and I heard from people who were grateful that someone had a song like this out there, or that they remembered some instances and it brought back memories, or even a couple of people who actually cried. Since the song isn't a tearjerker or a ballad, I guess the lyrics, just listing names and events, can affect people in different ways. The other positive reaction is having it aired in other countries where English isn't spoken. And that surprised me since it's so North American in content and in history and in meaning. But it's gotten positive responses in places like the Netherlands, Germany, Austria, Italy, and even Hong Kong. The most important meaning Pride has for me is that it can be used as a learning tool to enlighten some and educate others. After that, I guess, Pride is a tribute to the people in the past who gave up so much of themselves and had the courage to stand up and fight in a world so different than the world I grew up in. It's a lot easier for us today, and I can't imagine the adversity people like Magnus Hirschfeld or Harry Hay or Barbara Giddings or James Baldwin felt. They had great courage. And part of me feels that with celebrities coming out little by little and with Will and Grace and Queer as Folk on TV, we don't need to continue fighting because we're there. But we're not, and we still have a long way to go for total equality and acceptance. And that can only come with education and exposure, and of course with votes. I want to thank J.D. Doyle, Queer Music Heritage, and KPFT 90.1 for their support and giving me the opportunity to share Pride. Happy Pride, everybody.
Button shoes, erotic tips, high speed night cruise, Berlin Gay Society, 1903. Secret quotes, Vienna, type identifies a homotype, the intermediate sex and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea, hello there, Miss Liberty. Betty Boop is hot and smooches out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Coonsbury, gays in high society. Harlem at Chicago fights, Leopold and Loeb. Pride, pride. Gotta pride, been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. It's the Broadway stage, the fleets and catmills, all the rage, and the well of loneliness appears on the sands. Crushing red like crystal night, Adolf shows Olympic might. Put on your pink triangles and put up your hands. A-bomb, 50 keen, the Kinsey shake, the cocktail scene, James Dean, Mattachine, Doris Day and Harry A. Donald Whips, the Corey Rice, Joe McCarthy, tricks the
like J. Edgar Roy, cause shame on you. What else do you plan to do? Christine Jorgensen's reborn, daughters of the light is born, and we have our naked lunch in Giovanni's room. Marilyn the creepy scene, Jackie's in a Rossini, Vatican II, and something's coming soon. Summer 1969, the heat is rising all the time, and over the rainbow, Judy Garland sleeps. Stonewall Bar, men in blue, heads from broken bottles flew out of the bars and into the streets. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. Time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide. Boys in the band say that Fiddler sang those bathhouse days. Lance loud, gay and proud. Oscar Wilde bookstore, Sister George Shrewsbury. Tales of the City, Anita Bryant, Village Street, Studio 54. Harvey Milk, Rough Trade, Aaron Fricks, Prom Day, Grid, Torch on Trilogy, Boy George, NGMHC, HIV identified, Rock Hudson, Liberace died, Reagan finally says the word, Bowers versus Harvey's heard. Barney Frank, AIDS, Quilts, Act Up, Randy Schultz, Queer Nation, Mapplethorpe, AZT, Amendment 2, Cracker Barrel, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Cyber Sex March on DC. Greg Luke ain't a selfie. John George Michael, what is going on? Lilith Fair, Rowdy Girls, spend a day at Disney World. Coonan and Scare the Mick the Case. He and Ellen will embrace. Matthew Shepard, God bless you. What else can we look forward to? Pride, pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets and follow the tide. Pride, pride, gotta have pride. We've been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Pride is power and power is pride. It's time to celebrate all the colors of the rainbow. Get out into the streets, follow the tide.